Good morning and welcome back to Coffee and Catechism, a regular podcast on the Catechism of the Anglican Church in North America. I am but your amateur catechist, Richard Reeb. This is a production of Amateur Anglican. Today is Thursday, March the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Collect of the day, Gregory the Illuminator, missionary to Armenia, 333 AD. Almighty and everlasting God, you called your servant Gregory the Illuminator to preach the gospel to the people of Armenia. Raise up in this and every land evangelists and heralds of your kingdom, that your church may proclaim the unsearchable riches of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So we're into a new subsection and of the Catechism, the sixth petition, and lead us not into temptation. So question 202, what is the sixth petition? The sixth petition is, and lead us not into temptation. To scriptural references, Matthew 6:13 and Luke 11:4. Matthew 6:13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And Luke 11:4, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, so pretty short podcast since I've dedicated to the idea of just doing one podcast per question. So this is pretty straightforward. 202. What is the sixth petition? Wow, that's really hard to pronounce this early. The sixth petition is, and lead us not into temptation. So this idea of being tempted, and of course we get into it further with 203, which is what is temptation? So this is just what is the sixth petition, which is pretty easy. So now I'm going to focus on the second part of Matthew 6:13, but deliver us from evil. And in some translations, it's evil, the evil one. And evidently, that's how John Chrysostom sees it. So let's go to John Chrysostom. Jesus here calls the devil the wicked one, commanding us to wage against him a war that knows no truce. Yet he is not evil by nature, for evil is not something derived from any nature as created, but in what has been added to nature by choice. The devil is the prototypically evil one, because of the excess of his evil choices, and because he who in no respect was injured by us wages against us an implacable war. Thus we do not pray, deliver us from the evil ones in the plural, but from the wicked one. Here in the reading, it's from the Gospel of Matthew, a homily. And yeah, I've always appreciated this concept. I don't remember when I first came across it, but this understanding of what the Greeks really saying here is, you can see how it's from evil, but also the evil personified in Satan. And when evil is occurring, it's in the same pattern that occurs with Satan. One of the there was a recent quote I came across on Twitter, of all places. it was a quote from a desert father. So Saint Moses the Black, Ethiopian. You fast, but Satan does not. You labor fervently, but Satan never sleeps. The only dimension with which you can outperform Satan is by acquiring humility, for Satan has no humility. Here ends the reading. really sort of struck me to my core. Yes, 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 and amen. So here, and we get into, you know, temptation and the idea of temptation later, but, you know, the lack of humility, the desire to do our own way, that's the evil. And there's that driver, lead us not into temptation, right? There's a driver for evil, which is to be different than God. God is holy, perfect and holy. We should desire, we should want to be like him. And yet we want our own way. Having a grandson is a kind of a double joy, but it does really remind you of what it was like to be a young parent and how young children want things. They just simply want them because they want them. Like, why do you care about the water bottle? Like, oh, you're mad because you can't have it, but it's like, it's a water bottle, for goodness sakes. Like, why is this such a big deal? And yet they want it, right? And they're mad if they don't have it, right? They just want. And we're not all that different. We've just managed to couch it all in better terms, right? We've managed to convince ourselves of some other thing. But we want it because we want it. Right? And humility is to say, I need to be circumspect about who I really am so that we this lead us not into temptation. This is a way out of that. Well, I mean, this is a short question and answer. I've got future ones built up and planned and annotated so I can start recording a little more regularly again. Work seems to be finally getting into, gosh, I'm almost afraid to say that, into a better routine again. Not quite as helter-skelter. I also realized during the last podcast, I didn't say anything about coffee because I wasn't drinking any coffee because I was recording in the afternoon. So this morning I am drinking a peanut butter cookie. I think it was peanut butter cookie, something like that. Peanut butter something, peanut butter crunch. Anyway, very tasty. No artificial sweetener in it, just some half and half, lightly sweetened from the flavored coffee. Enjoying my coffee this morning before I fire up the laptop for work. Actually get to work remotely again one day a week. It's been working out, so we'll see how long that continues, but that does help a bit, not having to go into the office every single day. So anyway, you didn't listen to the podcast to hear me talk about that stuff. So again, thank you for listening. Show notes will have a link to the catechism itself. I've been including a PDF link. Also in the show notes, if you'd like to donate some money, there's a there for that. I usually post a couple of the church fathers quotes that I've found. So this one will have the John Chrysostom. I hope at some point to actually publish in some form the notes that I have all together with the references and everything. Feedback is amateuranglican@gmail.com, amateuranglican@gmail.com. So again, thank you for listening. Here is a collect of the day, Thursday after the fourth Sunday in Lent. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world. Evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.